Hello and welcome to Tachyon TV, back by public demand. I'm joined today in the volcano by John.
I've been dragged here kicking and screaming.
And a very special guest we have in the volcano today, the one and only Raul Olenska.
Thank you, it's lovely to be here.
And anyway, we've been called back by public demand and we had three episodes to choose from. We had The Rescue, we had Enlightenment and we had Planet of Fire. And all four of you went for Planet of Fire. Not only the version of Planet of Fire, they were going for Planet of Fire Redux.
Brendan Shepherd's finest hour. There have been many of them, but we believe that this is the pinnacle of his achievement.
It's a masterclass in CGI.
Yes. It's, you know, it's the most creative thing he's ever done since he did his CV.
Such a shame it didn't work out for him on Primeval.
Anyway, we asked all of our fans out there to send us some audio recordings of what they felt about Planet of Fire so we could actually integrate it into the podcast to make it more democratic. So let's have a quick listen to what Radio Free Skara had to say.
That's great, wasn't it? Thanks for that, lads.
Thanks, lads.
Thanks a lot.
How many times have you been on their podcast? I've been on at least twice. How many times have you been on?
I've been on it once.
Well, never again.
I've been invited on, but I will reject that invitation now.
What about 2 Minute Time Lord? He must have sent something.
Yeah,
he's lovely, Chip,
he's
isn't
lovely,
he?
Isn't he?
Let's
Chip?
Listen to what Chip had to say. Oh, that's just lovely, that is.
Charming. No Minute Time Lord.
However, it's not all bad news. It's not all bad news. We do have one special person. Who is it, John, we've got?
Ed Stradling.
Who?
I don't know who he is either, but
Ed Stradling?
He's been bombarding me with emails, so I thought it was the least we could do.
I've only seen the first 5 minutes of it before, so this will be quite entertaining. Obviously, I've got to be slightly careful, well, very careful what I say to a certain extent, but...
You've got to be careful.
You've got to be careful. So anyway, queue up your DVDs. We're about to watch Planet of Fire Redux.
Yes.
So get your DVDs ready and hit play now.
I thought Doctor Who was supposed to be on. When are we going to start watching Doctor Who?
It's the TV movie.
Son, I'm feeling quite peckish, actually.
I'm sure I've not
Is that Phil
this.
Collinson?
I don't remember it being like this in the original.
It's a Planet of Fire.
Well, I don't remember Doctor Who starting with anything other than the theme tune in the past.
So who are these? Are these canon?
Yeah, they
it's
are.
It's canon and ball, actually.
Where do they shoot?
Thank you. Once again, I thank you. This is blimey.
I'm sure that's a free plugin you get with After Effects.
This is like Inception, isn't it? The effects are so...
It is like Inception.
It's kind of...
You can hardly tell their effects.
It blends in so well with, Fiona's direction style from 1983, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I tell you something, the inhabitants of Lanzarote must be really pissed off at this.
What's that funny little thing fizzing away on the right there, that just going off on
yeah,
its own?
Yeah, is that like a...
Is that Will-O-The-Wisp or something?
Yeah, is that a plot point? Is that like a ghost, a spirit?
And there's the headless boy.
It's the remains of Anthony Aney's dignity.
Cue the music, and there we go. At last, Doctor Who.
That was like a shared hallucination.
It was. Can you adjust the aspect ratio, Neil? There seems to be something wrong with it. Something wrong with the aspect ratio.
It's all zoomed in.
Yeah. So it could have been worse. It could have been stretched so everybody looks fat.
Well, kids today can't handle 16:9, can they?
No, they can't.
It's too difficult for them.
Far too big.
Ooh, I need a fire. This is one of the Doctor Who adventures I watch more than any other, or at least I rewatch certain bits of it more than any other.
Do you think they had to get permission from Peter Grimwade's estate to show that intro?
It's a good question, actually.
Colour looks as if it's been turned up a bit too high here.
Right.
I actually loved Planet of Fire when it was on. My God, it was that last year when I was still watching as a kind of enthusiastic kid viewer, not recording it every week and not reading the Target books or anything like that, but just loving watching it. Until the end, it was at the end of this series that I made the little transformation into a Ming Mong. And of course, like all Mongs, I never enjoyed the series ever, enjoyed it again as much afterwards as I did before.
Thanks for that, Ed.
Yes, Ed went into it with all the zeal of a recent converted Ming Mong.
So,
You do choose a very bad time to become a Ming Mong, just before Colin Baker's first season.
It's not a good timing, is it?
No.
Peter Wingard.
Yes.
Oh, yes. A Touch of Brimstone.
Yes. And Leo from Howard's Way.
That's a fabulous installation there on the ceiling, isn't it? I think it's still there, you know.
Is it a Gaudi?
I don't know. Is it a bird?
So you've met Peter Wingard, haven't you, Rula?
Well, a friend of mine has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lived in Earl's Court and he had a little harem of boys that used to sit and listen to his every word.
What?
Well, and they were all fans of Planet of Fire, was that why they were there?
I think so. I think they were having a little screening, or that was what that was the noise that was coming from the other room anyway.
So what are these two up to?
I think they're doing a sponsored climb of the highest mountain on the
A bit like you and Kilimanjaro, yeah, exactly. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, but in tighter fitting underwear. Are they looking into the volcano? Is that what's happening?
I think they are, yes. I can't really see what's happening because of all that.
Daleks? Mutated misfits.
Did Nick Pegg write this script?
Obsessed and depressed.
And suppressed and repressed.
It's full of alliteration.
You notice that Chameleon screams at the mere mention of Tegan's name. He's obviously terrified that she's coming back.
As indeed were many viewers.
Yeah.
Why are they walking towards a bonfire like that? Does he not worry that his cotton might go up in smoke at any minute?
It is bizarre in the extreme.
He's got a magnificent voice, hasn't he?
He's a good singer as well.
Yes, he's a great singer. I've got one of his albums, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called...
It's utterly amazing how many different kinds of rape there are. There's Italian rape. Uno, due, tre, quattro, cinque, quante lire? Look into my eyeballs, you will see the fire. How much lire have you got? Only a quarter? Oh, Madonna, you didn't daughter. For that, I'll have your daughter.
We need to stop the spasming. That might come in handy later.
Of course, the viewers will soon be getting to see the scene which never was of the Chameleon, which for many years we all thought would never be seen. We all thought it was just didn't exist. The scene of him in The Awakening, but it was found in John Nathan Turner's collection of old tapes, most of which have been recorded over with Coronation Street, but that one hadn't.
Coronation Street, eh? He was a big fan of Coronation Street.
Yeah, apparently there's an awful lot of Coronation Street in his collection. So what the hell is that supposed to be? They're saying it's from an ancient race of what? Designers of marital aids? I wish Turlough would get out of that uniform. It must be humming.
I don't really understand the connection between Lanzarote and Tryon and Sarn. I mean, what is the connection? Is there a connection?
There's no connection between Lanzarote and Sarn. Yeah. There's no connection between Tryon other than the ship crashed on Sarn. Is that right?
Yeah, so where does Lanzarote come into all this? I don't understand.
And why do they look exactly the same?
Well, because they don't now, do they?
No.
Thanks to Brendan.
No, thanks
He's
to
made
Brendan.
The distinction between them by painting red poster paints all over the images of Lanzarote.
Here's another question.
Yes.
We might need a close-up on Davison, but isn't he wearing eyeliner?
He's wearing a lot of makeup at this point.
He's got like mascara on or something.
He has. It was written into his contract. He was getting a bit bored in season 20, so if he'd have done season 22, he'd have been like the full Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show. This was just the beginning, fortunately.
Look, perfect black shadowing around the eyes. I wish I had some mascara like that.
Very new romantic, isn't it?
It is. His celery is looking particularly withered, though, isn't it? It's not looking great.
I think that's Mark Strickson's breath.
I need to get back to this point. What's Lanzarote got to do with it? I just don't get it.
Well, this looks like sort of Lowestoft.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, Van Geisingham.
Now, you're about to see Dallas Adams here, the actor, who was obviously hired by John Nathan Turner because of his acting ability and his suitability for this particular role, as you can see.
It seems to be an outstanding performance.
It is an outstanding performance, and extraordinary nipples he has. The thing that I think that's a tragedy about the cut-down version is that you miss all of the enigmatic chemistry between Dallas Adams and Fritz or Hans or whatever his manservant's called, because there's clearly a lot going on, which you get in the full version, but you don't get that in this. It's just... He's got a great accent, though, Dallas Adams, in this. How can you be bored? We'll have coffee and chocolate and talk. We can talk, because my name's Paul. In the fall. In the least convincing mention of the fall. He so wanted to say autumn. You're going to uni in the autumn? No, Dallas. You're going to college in the fall. Fall. Say fall. Okay. So what are you going to use for money?
We can keep this up all day.
And can you cash in a return ticket? What kind of universe was this? No, I don't want to use this. I'll just have its monetary value, please. Imagine trying that at an airport nowadays. Feck off.
Back off, even.
Yes.
There's some weird sexual chemistry between these two as well.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's
just
the
wrong.
Casting of Dallas Adams. Yeah.
Well, isn't he a stepfather rather than her actual father?
Yeah. It's not illegal.
That's what he insists that she calls him during Congress.
Stepdaddy. Oh, Dallas.
It's stepfather to you.
She's quite cute there, though, isn't she?
She's gorgeous. What do you mean, quite cute? Of course she is. She's one of the most attractive Doctor Who companions ever. Look at this. This is all wrong.
It is wrong.
Look. Ooh.
Cut.
That's enough. And cut.
It's had a bouquet of barbed wire.
It is. It's like he's like Frank Finlay. And now they're on a boat. What's going on? The breakneck pace of this. I don't know. It's just kind of taking me along. I left my wallet in the hotel.
Do you think he's channeling Jack Benny here?
She knows what it is. As she hefts it in her palm. I love the way that Brendan's put that little glow there on the thing there. Because it was missing that. When I first watched it as a kid, I thought, why isn't it glowing? To make us realise it's alien. Excellent.
That was a really quick materialisation, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Everything's quick in this.
Yeah, it zips along.
Absolutely.
You know, they achieved that using a model TARDIS. They didn't take the full-size police box to Lanzarote.
Is that true?
They couldn't get it in a suitcase.
Really? I'm actually much more interested in that than Perry's impending disrobing. The model TARDIS is much more interesting to me.
I think it may have been a special model kit.
Of Perry?
Oh, you can get those now.
Who are these guys? Yeah. Is this the Lanzarote tour?
It's the First Lady of British Horror there, Barbara Shelley.
The First Lady of British Horror? Yeah.
Quatermass in the Pit, yeah. Dracula Prince of Darkness, yeah. You know, the Midwich Cuckoo's movie.
Yes.
And now Children of the
Village
Damned.
Village of the Damned. Is it Village or Children?
Probably Village.
Yes.
And reduced now to playing an extra with a funny headdress.
I know. I feel sorry for these people. What are they called again? This lot?
The Sarnians.
The Sarnies. The Sarnies. Can you imagine the Sarnies? Your chosen one. It'll be okay. You'll be led by this person, your chosen one. And your chosen leader is Leo off of Howard's Way. The least charismatic chosen one of all time. Look, here's Hans. Hans is not happy, or Fritz, or whatever he's called.
I think Hans is more appropriate.
Yes.
Hans knees.
Has there ever been a camper scene in Doctor Who than this? Look at
Mark Strickson's little
Look at Mark Strickson. He's doing Kenneth Williams here.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't like the look of that.
I like the look of your Marina Venus.
I still don't see the connection between where did it come from? When that ship crashed into Sarn, did it fly over Lanzarote on its way over?
Yeah.
Just like
Because that's a recommended way. If you do the space AA route finder, it tells you to take the quick route to avoid congestion. Take a right at Lanzarote. That's what it always tells you.
Dump any excess cargo.
Dump any excess cargo. Hang on.
I do like Peter Davison's cardigan though. It's sort of very...
I do like the waistcoat, the waistcoat. It's very nice, isn't it?
Is it wool or is it tapestry or what?
I think it's
real polyester.
I don't know how long it'll be before the next emission.
Is that real terraline?
How long is it going to be to the next emission?
Oh yes, I can say that's a model rather than the full TARDIS. Oh,
she's thinking about using it.
I think her accent goes a bit wobbly there, doesn't it?
There's a music cue missing there. Have they taken all the music off?
They've taken all the music off. Because that helps it.
I just noticed there's no music.
No, that helps it zip along. Yeah. That helps
keeps
it zip
the pace
along.
Up.
Really keeps it up, doesn't it?
Hello? Blimey.
But aren't we seeing less of it because it's zoomed in?
I think so.
That's not good.
Lads, I don't know how long it'll be until the next emission.
I think we've just reached that point.
God, what a bloody good swimmer she must be. Look how far she's got already. And yet, despite being such a good swimmer, that a second after jumping out of the ship, she's 100 yards away. Despite being such an incredible swimmer, she's actually drowning.
That's a good point.
Oh, God. Turlough's got budgie smugglers on.
That would account for his strange walk in Terminus. Yeah.
I mean, when he drags her... And then looks in that bag and finds that huge prion marital aid. Prion, what are they called? Trions?
Priapic.
Yes, priapic indeed. Oh, now he's trying to kill her. Yes.
She gets grass around the throat in at least the next two stories, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That is actually Brendan Shepherd.
It's his little cameo. And this is actually theft. The Doctor's done some shoplifting there, effectively, hasn't he? He's like the royal family, but he never has the correct alien currency in his pocket wherever he goes. Oh, God, he looks knackered. Oh, dear. Yes.
This is amazing.
I think they've just heard his album. I remember the title of his album. It's When Sex Leers Its Inquisitive Head.
Oh, you're just making it up now.
No, I'm not.
American rape is full of hate, and we're told practically every minute of the hour. And the way we're going, we'll never be late, except for that date with impatient black power.
She hasn't yet taken in her surroundings. Oh, now he has, though. My God.
What's this priapic thing?
Yes. We've got a rampant rabbit next door.
Chameleon's got lots of attachments.
Yes, he certainly has.
It's funny how, because it looks a bit like the tissue compression eliminator writ large.
Yeah. The problem with the tissue compression eliminator, for me, it's just not quite deadly enough. That's the important thing.
If only they could make it more deadly somehow. It really needs that.
Ooh, yes. Needs new batteries. Yes, my point of emission moved, actually. It's like, you know, I suppose for Turlough, being found with a vibrator in the TARDIS, it's a bit embarrassing. It's like your parents walking on you when you're masturbating or something, isn't it? It's a terrible, terrible moment.
What signal?
Yeah, the Doctor, yeah, you haven't let me down, you've let yourself down, he's saying to Turlough there, isn't he? No, Howard, indeed.
Yes.
She's having the bad memories of what's been going on. No, stepfather.
Don't turn off the light.
It's okay, Perry, we can talk. I'm looking forward to the cliffhangers, though. They'll be good. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel much the same way.
I don't remember that exploding before. Is that another effect?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
So you notice the way here that this special edition is zipping past, and suddenly the pace has been really massively intensified, and you feel like you're watching a full-scale movie. Do you, have you not noticed that? No? Okay.
Not really, no.
Not so far. Oh, now, obviously.
Now it's moving fast.
Yes. I'm just amazed that Leo from Howard's Way didn't make more of a career after this, really. I suppose he did do Howard's Way.
I think that was kind of like his lifetime achievement. Because he went into directing, didn't he, or something?
Did he?
Yeah, isn't his son a star or something now? An actor? I could be wrong.
Is that not the real size one, then?
Hello, love.
Oh, this is... Well, I don't know. It's all getting so complicated.
Yes.
I actually don't know what the hell's going on.
They've all got vibrators now.
They have. Decide. Oh, that's Ruler, isn't it?
Beg your pardon, I'm so sorry. It was that baked bean risotto we had yesterday.
Does she honestly believe that's her stepfather at this point?
Yeah, well, he likes to dress up.
How would she even know what that did?
I think they're pushing Dallas Adams' acting here a little bit too much.
Would that have been the cliffhanger?
Yeah. It used to have this really awful music.
Something wrong with his tash there, isn't it? It's not working properly.
Yeah, it's hanging off slightly, isn't it?
It's hanging off.
But it's not really him, so they can get away with it.
Yes. You know? I think he needs a bit more spirit gum on his upper lip. Mind you, we've all been in the same position.
But it's more block transfer computation, surely.
Oh, same posing.
I didn't realise they were going to be burned. I mean, I didn't even get a sense of that.
Well, you didn't get that sense of peril at
all? No, I didn't know what was happening. It was just like there was an earthquake going on.
I was getting pretty stressed out.
But on this planet, people get burnt every day. I mean, just go out for a walk in the park and they're burnt.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal, is it?
Look at...
It's a bit like Don't Go with Strangers, isn't it? Ooh,
it is.
Just dislocated a shoulder.
Oh, he's having a heart attack. Resist the girl, resist. No, it's impossible. She cannot be resisted.
Resistance is useless.
I mean, I'm surprised she was drowning earlier on when she got two perfectly good flotation devices.
I thought we agreed we'd keep the level of this commentary. You know, we have certain standards.
Do we?
The Mises Triangle, it makes people disappear. The Mises Triangle, don't go too near, don't go too near. Try to see it from my angle. Hang on a minute, where is he? Everybody's gone a bit heavy on the eye makeup in this one, haven't they? It's like, I tell you, it's like the Rocky Horror Doctor Who show.
Didn't that happen?
No.
Has that not happened yet?
That was another one of your hallucinogenic frenzies
nightmares.
That you had. I told you not to eat stinky cheese before bed.
Oh, dear.
I mean...
That's a good look.
Robert's robots.
He could be in the Sylvester McCoy opening titles, couldn't he? Yeah.
He could be standing outside the Statue of Liberty.
Is he having a stroke?
It's like a whole load of NHS adverts at once, isn't it? If you get these symptoms, then get to a doctor. In a minute, there'll be a burning hole. Yeah, there'll be a burning hole in his forehead. God, he's sweating, isn't he? Yeah, but your tissue compression eliminator will only just kill people, won't it? And shrink them.
It's not that deadly.
It's not that deadly.
Looks real to me. Oh, they're not in Lanzarote here, I take it.
Yes, this is in the studio, you fool. Are you trying to gain, say, Simon's nerd knowledge?
Should we really be watching a programme about an earthquake? Is it too soon?
Too soon. It's too soon, actually.
Actually, the same designer here, Malcolm Thornton, did Legopolis.
Sorry, Ruler.
I wasn't prepared for that.
No, I wasn't prepared for that. It was quite painful, quite a nasty knock he got then. It's another public information film.
And unlike Katie Manning in Planet of the Daleks, he wasn't like flinching, expecting it. It just took him from behind.
It took him from behind, it did.
I was going to say, the same designer, Malcolm Thornton, did Legopolis. He was good at having things fall down, wasn't he?
It's true. That's what I remember most about Legopolis, things falling down. Yeah. I was a little bit entranced by Nicola Bryant then.
I was wondering why it is that in the studio or in this building, there's no flames licking up, and yet there's flames everywhere, literally yards outside.
I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that.
Why didn't they like tart up the studio stuff too?
I'm just trying to get an idea of what on earth a normal member of the public would have made of this when they were watching. Obviously, they didn't see this version. But you've had, like, you know, 5 minutes of somebody shaking around, turning silver, and then it being bonked on the head by a piece of plastic. Oh.
I've got a secret to reveal here.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get going on this special edition of
Planet
of Fire.
We're already going.
Although my name doesn't appear anywhere on the credits of this, it was actually me that did it. It was all me.
I wish you'd have warned us about that earlier. Now I feel bad about slagging it off.
I was just too modest to take the credit for it at the time. And now it's time for the truth to be told, and that whoever you see, the name you see on the credits, it was actually all my work, this absolute magnificent spectacle. That was all, strictly speaking, untrue, by the way. I didn't have anything to do with this at all.
Look how close she is to that flame. God.
I mean, if they really were flames leaping up like that, these two characters would be too busy shitting themselves to actually speak to each other.
God, it really is like public information films about the dangers of chip pan fires, isn't it, this?
That flesh should be melting off her face.
She wouldn't be so worried. She should be looking like Shara's Jack at this point, shouldn't she?
Haven't they seen Threads?
Yeah, exactly. Carbon shadow. Come on, boy. Yeah. Come on. Come too. It's like one man and one man and his robot now, isn't
come
it?
Come a chameleon. Come on, chameleon, my old friend who I met 12 seconds ago. Yeah.
Come on, let's see the real chameleon.
Well, that's good.
Hello, I am Silly Name.
And I used to be big in British movies, but now look at me.
Now look.
I'm getting a strange sort of deja vu feeling.
Yes. What, these particular caves?
Yeah. All kinds of things. It's just Barbara Shelley's voice. It just does things to me.
Sorry, I was trying to see if they were going to explain how Lanzarote fitted into any of this. Oh. Oh, dear. Mind you, it's clipping along at quite a pace, though, isn't it?
It is pretty quick. Where would we be normally now? Episode 3 or...?
How far are we into it?
No, we'd probably be about 5 minutes into episode 1, wouldn't we, by now, in the actual, the uncut version, I think. Something like that.
Still be on the TARDIS.
Yeah. The doctor would still be sipping in that cafe, sipping his drink, apparently that went on for an entire episode.
Reminiscing about Daleks.
Yes. Mutated misfits. That sounds like a Beano comic strip more than anything else, doesn't it? The Mutated Misfits.
Now, in the pre-titles, the ship looked like it was like a dodgy stationery cupboard with a couple of PCs on the shelf.
Yeah.
And here, the same equipment brought out of the ship looks quite advanced. It's...
That bloke's got one line and he delivered it brilliantly there, didn't he? Look at him.
Does he go on to anything else?
Oh, and he's listening really well, isn't he, to what the people are saying?
Mascara.
Yes. That's one word for him. You obviously haven't listened to the album.
I know, if they've lost Wingard for whole scenes, I mean, who the hell's Timonov? It's like...
Scorched
to death.
Oh, dear.
Do you think they decided to recreate the Liz Sladen fall from The Five Doctors? It was like equally ineffectual.
That was more effective. That must be, give you a nasty bit of chafing with that volcanic ash.
Shingle burn.
Yeah. And we've all been there. He must be boiling in that suit. Apparently it's very lightweight, best Italian fabric. Can withstand it. It's got...
He's actually on fire.
Yeah, it's got asbestos in it. Nowadays, you couldn't get away with that.
Timonov is actually on fire.
It's one of the reasons I can't demolish Television Centre, because there's a whole wardrobe's full of asbestos suits.
They got incidental music here.
Is this the actual incidental music? Yeah. Or is this...
This is original.
Is this Brendan on his stylophone? Oh, no, got another line, sorry.
He's good, isn't he?
He's fantastic. Is it Daniel Day-Lewis, actually?
I think he's got the same agent as Dallas Adams.
He's very bluff and hearty, isn't he?
Yeah.
The other guy is slightly insipid.
Yes.
He's kind of got the Sabina Franklin look going on with the hair.
Yeah, that guy was in The Young Ones, actually. He was in an episode of The Young Ones where they go back in time. He was an Arthurian knight.
The one talking now?
No, the one in the background with ridiculously long, glossy hair.
Far right
him on the far
there.
Right there.
Oh, sort of Rodney Bewes.
Yeah, Rodney Bewes crossed with Robin of Sherwood.
What a combination.
What a hideous, what a mutated misfit. Look how much makeup he's got on. It's ridiculous.
I'd never noticed that before.
Let's do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left.
He's doing it, look. And then a step to the right.
Put your hands on your
hips. Put your hands on your hips.
He's almost got his hand on his hips.
Davison's got his hand on his thighs at the very least. That guy's got enormous... Sorry, Ruler. He's got an enormous forehead in the background there.
As I say, this must be perfect for fans of cosplay because they get every opportunity to study Davison's costume in all its many levels.
Braces. I mean, I bet someone's knitting that waistcoat as we speak.
This is the Planet of Fire
variant. In fact, I am. I'm doing it now.
For all those female 20-somethings that dress up as Davison in a skirt.
I'm just hoping I see that Cro-Magnon forehead again. There's someone in the background.
They should release a limited edition figure with that waistcoat.
Yeah, they should.
I'm sure it's not far off.
Do you think either Peter Davison or Anthony Ainley would have thought when they were making this in whenever it would have been, very early 84, I suppose, or very late 83?
Yeah.
Do you think either of them would have thought that 27 years later you'd be able to buy a figure set of those two in those costumes, the Master dressed up as, not just the Master, but the Master dressed up as Chameleon, together with Peter Davison in a box set of toys, which weren't available in 1984, but are available in 2011. It's quite fucked up, really, isn't it, to be fair? Didn't stop me buying it, though.
I've got a whole box in my loft full of toys that I bought, which I will never take out of their packaging. But I've got
it's
a friend.
Nest egg.
Ashamed of them.
I'm looking for cash in the attic in 20 years. But the thing is, I've got a friend who buys two sets and he puts one set in the loft and he puts the other set on display. Yeah. And if you go around to his house, he won't let you actually pick them up and touch them. He just takes them off the shelf and holds them in front of you so you can look at them.
Taunts you with them.
Taunts you with them, and then he puts them back. It's like you're not allowed to touch. Yeah.
And when he goes to the toilet, do you like rub your cock on them and stuff like that?
Sorry, I've just spat water all over the exclusive sound mixing desk. I do apologise.
All over his Zygon.
While we were discussing, we were listening to Ed there, we missed Turlough and Howard's Wayboy. comparing mutual scars. Were they like their chickenpox vaccination scars?
BCGs.
Or were they into like some kind of self-harming? It's difficult to know.
The ship crash landed. It hit Lanzarote, bounced off, and ended up on
Sark. Deposited its load.
Deposited like one of its vibrators,
and then skimmed off the surface. And
is Lanzarote a planet then?
Well,
a planet somewhere. It just
that would make more sense, wouldn't it? Gangster. Yeah. Gangster rapper. She's grasped all the characters straight away.
Very quickly. She's the perfect Doctor Who viewer in many ways, isn't she? I wish my mum had been a bit quicker on the update than her. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that one there? I like the way...
The comparator.
Even the Master's just obsessed with Perry straight away. Where is she? The fit one.
Now, is this the end of part three?
No, I think we're still only halfway through part one.
So this is the end of part two, I think. This is the cliffhanger.
Yeah,
as
I think it is.
Been.
I think it is, yeah.
In Germany, it isn't always remembered, but with Liszt, Wagner and Tannhauser, the rape is synonymous with dips, bunkers and mousers, which makes it all comparatively kinky, with gas thrown in to get rid of the stinky.
It's like the Wicker Man, this, isn't it?
It is. Christ, no! No, Jesus Christ! It is time to keep your appointment with a sloppy cliffhanger. Yes. Rodney will start screaming for Thelma in a minute.
An ablation? That's quite a literal word.
An ablation? Did they say?
It's not an ablution.
No.
This is Grimway channeling Pip and Jane Baker.
That's a scary thought. Because as someone said, there's something...
Microcephalic apostate.
There's something of the swinger about Pip and Jane Baker, isn't there? So the thought of Grimway being involved as well is getting a bit much.
As I've always known them, Pip and Jane trousers. The tartan.
Yes. And I'm just a sweet transsexual.
And he's got more makeup. He's got more makeup on than I have.
Touch me. I want to be dirty.
Creature of the night.
I think I can. Oh dear.
No, this is
that's new.
That's new.
That's old.
Very old.
Oh, she's right centre screen, isn't she? The extra in the background there.
She's reacting well.
She's really reacting well.
The extras aren't good.
Oh, look at that. That was brilliant.
Oh. New effects. That looked all right, to be fair.
Sorry, I was obviously pissed at that.
Oh, no, but they're pretending he's dead. I'm still looking for Cro-Magnon forehead. He was definitely...
They burnt him.
There's absolutely nothing laughable about it at all, apart from some of the, shall we say, creative decisions made in the re-edit. And even they aren't laughable on the same scale as Enlightenment was. So I'm not sure this was such a good choice for your little tachyon commentary after all, to be fair.
Even Wingard's not sure now, is he? He's looking concerned.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Was this episode sponsored by Revlon?
Because he's worth it.
He's having another stroke.
String cut.
Next scene, cut. Music cues, cut.
It's Robert's Robots again.
Thelma.
Where's Terry?
Psychomorphic fringing, don't you get that on bad CSO?
That's right. Barry Letts used to complain about it on his fictitious holidays, didn't he?
And he's clearly the good guy. She is the perfect
bounce,
companion,
bounce,
isn't
bounce,
she?
Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Yeah, she's really kind of got... She's been on a steep learning curve, but she seems to have mastered everything, doesn't she? Perry.
You often hear people talk about which Doctor Who would you show to a non-fan? Now, the answer to that question has always, in my case, been none. I would never show any Doctor Who to a non-fan, because the chances, particularly if we're talking about old series and showing it to them now, the chances of them liking it are absolute, you know, one in a thousand. But if I ever did want to show, for whatever crazy reason, show an old Doctor Who to a non-fan, this would probably be one of the ones I would show, because there's nothing stupid or embarrassing in it. Well, not in the broadcast version, anyway. And the worst that could happen, in fact, what would happen, is that they would just find it boring, but think, you know, okay, it's boring, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Rip-snorting stuff, this taking over chameleon, isn't it?
It's great.
It's very dramatic.
I could watch it all day.
I could watch it all day. And indeed, we have done.
They could have cut all that out, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, phew. Oh, phew. And now I've got this enormous vibrator.
Frankly, exquisite torture. I'd settle for exquisite torture at the moment. This torture isn't even exquisite. It's rough and ready.
Oh, God.
My old friend, Chameleon.
Look at my mighty, mighty weapon with a little rubber stick on the end.
Because that's a health and safety thing.
Yeah, I might take somebody's eye out.
I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
She's got enormous assets.
Are they talking about her as an actress now? Or?
Unskilled but strong.
Unskilled but strong.
Great promise. Yes.
Not convinced she's American.
Oh shit, the paint's still wet.
Yes, I know.
Could be under remission any moment.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to produce any more remissions. I think I'm spent.
There are some iron charged emissions on their way. My etheric beam locator is lighting up. He's got the same tattoo as me.
That's up there with the Empire Strikes Back for me.
It is for me as well. As dramatic moments go, it's pretty heavy stuff.
That's impossible.
Oh my God.
What happened there? Something exploded.
That's impossible.
He's got the same tattoo. Is it an idea of being cinematic that you have no music at all?
Yeah.
But this is a science fiction adventure.
I thought Davison was going to ask that, you know. Well, how does that make him your brother? And what has Lanzarotti got to do with anything?
Just accept it.
Just accept it and move on. I'll explain later.
They were trying to make a sauna here.
This is just two people talking to each other, and the whole story is like the whole of Doctor Who is like this, really, with a few exceptions. Yeah, the idea that you either lose this scene and don't have any of this character development, or you keep it. But either way, it's made at a certain pace. The idea that you can shorten this and suddenly zip it up a bit in terms of speed is just utterly farcical.
It makes people disappear. The Mises triangle. Don't go too near. Don't go too near. Try to see it from my angle. Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Because black is the new black.
It must be the same set with just a new coat of paint.
Do you think?
No, I think they built two completely separate sets. Because they had money to burn in those days at the BBC.
We know what pressure they were under to get it done by 10 o'clock. I mean, like, it was like...
Were they? I've never heard that. Why 10 o'clock?
Well, you know.
What?
Well, some bloke turned the light off every night at 10 o'clock.
Did he? I've never heard that before.
Really?
Never heard that before.
Gosh.
How do you know this stuff?
I don't know. It comes into
my
head.
Well, you're in the industry, aren't you?
It comes in my head.
That's why Rula's in the industry. She knows about this stuff.
That's right. She worked on the programme, of course.
You should go on a forum and tell people about that.
In fact, you were on the adventure just before this one, weren't you, Rula?
Yeah, I was.
She doesn't like to talk about it.
It's too traumatic.
Yeah. Almost as bad as being married to Dennis Waterman.
Yeah, well, it was mainly because of that man.
Dennis?
No, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney.
I just can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Rodney.
Yeah, I can't stand the confusion in my mind, actually, Rula. You're confusing me too much. Oh, here is a box, a musical box. Oh.
It's your control box. She knows everything.
She just like click, click, click. She's there straight away. He's scoffing now.
That's what I'm experiencing now. And I am a Ming Mong.
Oh, God, not this set again.
That's where we are now.
It's very, absolutely. It's very specific heat, isn't it, in the whole of this. They're in the heart of a volcano, but they're wandering around. You know, he's got a suit on. Doesn't seem to find it a problem. It's only like when you actually get in the flame that it burns you.
She's overdressed. Yes. God almighty. Am I seeing this?
This is screwed up family television viewing, waving a vibrator in someone's face. Oh, that was good. Yeah, we get the idea.
I'm going to leave one behind just in case I need to use it.
How many of them do you reckon there are? Is that all there are of Sarnians, Sarnies, the Sarnies?
Yeah, that's the entire population.
God, they're going to have some screwed up children, aren't they? It's going to be like Deliverance.
There was many more of them, but they all got burnt on the surface when they went for walks.
Yeah, terrible high incidence of skin cancer in the with the Sarnies.
You see, there's no flames in the background there. That was the planet stretching off into the distance. There wasn't a single jet.
Maybe it's more difficult to do or something.
Well, with all the money they had available for CGI.
Maybe.
It's so easy, just to plaster it
on. It is a bit orangey.
Maybe Brendan's trial on his plug-in ran out.
He had a problem with his dongle.
He got after his 30 days.
30 days, that's right.
Shit.
And he ran out of email addresses to re-register with.
Yes.
Well, that's going to make a lot of sense to them, isn't it?
God, they're easily impressed, aren't they? If he puts an episode of Danger Mouse on the screen, they'll do anything for him.
Stick the one show on it.
Or even that episode with Wingard and Diana Rigg when she's wearing that kind of massive throat thing.
Yes.
The choker with the spike.
Touch of Brimstone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Well, we've all used that excuse, mate.
And then I got some more poppers.
And then I made an ill-advised album.
And then I appeared in a comic strip blacked up as a Nazi.
My agent advised against it.
Is this Cal or Gas now or something? Or British Gas?
When anything happens, I always go and gaze upon things. Blimey.
Here's another dangerous omission.
Brendan's limited colour palette. He's looking happy, that guy in the background. He's very happy, isn't he? They're all cheered up now.
I think they know it's the lunch break after this take.
Yes. It must be 1 minute to ten.
Peoples of the universe, please attend carefully. The message that follows is vital to the future of you all.
Yes.
Of course, Perry knows how to use all the controls. Best companion ever.
She is. What the hell's going on there? Oh, it's her, right? I couldn't even see.
Because, of course, according to Big Finish, she has 627 adventures between this and the next adventure.
Yeah, and she just happened to put the same outfit on again.
Yeah, just happened to put it on, yeah.
The Caves of Androzani.
Strange.
Oh, excellent.
He's got his specs on.
You shouldn't do things like that, mate. It'll kill you one day. Yeah. Touching, tasting random things.
God, it's almost as if it's, you know,
a precursor. Yes. It's just got his old toys from when he was a kid in there. Gallifrey and Frustration.
I love the way she announces Kaplunk. What she's going to do before she opens it.
Yeah, Buckaroo. Voice of the
box. Man in the box. Yes. Literally is a man in the box.
I'm a man in the box.
It's not Apache on Planet of Giants, though, is it?
No.
Again, ruler, you must release a gas flow. You've lived your life by that.
Those sausages are starting to have an effect. I'm really confused.
Sign of his love. Of course it is.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. We have some brand new special effect. And to be fair, they don't look that out of place, do they?
You see, I reckon they should use that as a reason that a doctor can have more than 13 bodies.
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea.
He's had the restorative effect.
Yes.
Of the new Mesmerton gas.
That and the Time War.
They've lost all that funny music where the master's running around. Yes. It's like little doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's like, it's like Pixie and Dixie music, isn't it? You know. I hate Mises to pieces.
What was the significance of Perry sneezing just a minute?
Not sure, just an excuse to have a full shot of Nicola Bryant looming over us, I think. I'm not arguing. Yes. Now you'll go on to star in many series of
Howard's End.
Howard's End. Yeah. E.M. Forster's Howard's End.
The series.
The series. It's like Howard's End, the novel, but with yachts.
I build wooden boats.
His eyebrows are as thick as Peter Wingard's moustache, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, they're sourced from the same place.
The same yak.
There's a yak. There's a particular yak on the snowy hillocks of Tibet.
Well, he was tethered in the grounds of TV Centre for moustache purposes.
Yes. It's part of the Royal Charter, actually, the BBC yak.
Sonia Markham bought him for the censorites, and he was kept there for 20 years.
Is that a Brendan effect there, or was that in the original?
I think that's a practical.
Yes.
It's too good.
It makes people disappear.
He's been a very naughty boy.
Oh, it's a prison planet.
Of Lanzarote.
All seven of you and your weird children. Diddling ding ding. Suddenly we've got an episode of Tom and Jerry we seem to have here, don't we?
She could just stand on him, couldn't she?
Oh dear. He's in trouble.
Is that stroke's really taken effect?
Oh, she's need to be so nasty. This is like Kenny Everett's Marcel Marceau character, isn't it? Clambering over. I think they should have just had a whole episode of the Master prancing around, clambering over pepper pots and salt cellars and things like that.
as Tom once said, you know, he's very cat-like, isn't he? Very dainty.
If that was cat-like, it's a very, very old cat that's about to be put down, I think. That lost its tail.
He got a little continuity reference in there. Really?
Got a continuity reference to Mordred and Undead, but not a bloody explanation of what Lanzarotti's got to do with anything.
Good God. I've got a turban like that.
Have you?
I almost took it with me into the Big Brother house, but, you know, they asked me not to.
You don't like to talk about the Big Brother house, do
no.
you?
Well, you see, you were talking about cats there, and it just brought back exactly. memories of George Galloway, you know.
Brought it all back.
But the thing is here, hang on, sorry I'm getting distracted. I'm actually worrying about the plot. Are they suggesting that... Turlough's dad, are they not supposed to be a really long-lived race or something, Charles? Have they developed this religion in about 20 years?
Yeah, they must have.
Yeah, seems a bit improbable.
Yeah. She's on fire.
Yeah. No, she's okay. She's got asbestos boots on. She's a very hardy companion. Oh. And all because the lady loves.
Where is she going?
Who knows? She's just going to deliberately get into peril. Yeah. Perry in peril. Thelma! Needs to get back to the Elm Lodge housing estate. Oh.
It's like Inferno.
It is?
Yes.
Isn't that the same piece of footage?
It's a bit like Inferno, but people aren't shouting enough.
And people are, ooh!
Yeah. That terrible noise.
There are only hairy things running around, sort of.
Wow, there is Peter Wingo.
Yeah, and Rodney Bewes. Fancy Rodney Bewes been in two stories running. That's quite a feat, isn't it?
It is.
Good God, they're actually
what?
Well, it's obvious. I'll shut up. Is that new?
No.
Yeah, it's nearly over.
So, is he going to get in touch with Morgus in a minute?
Has he rang 999 on Tryon?
They're going to put him on hold.
Yeah.
If you want our rescue division, press 1. If you are the son of a criminal, press 2. For all other queries, please hold. It's not that impressive.
It's impressive.
It looks remarkably like a BBC studio set. Hang on, were they together earlier? Well, she was crawling along a ledge and now they're suddenly...
I think Brendan cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Took the words right out of our mouth.
Yeah. Should have been the strap line for the whole episode. Don't send me back to Brendan. Stealing things again.
Yeah.
It's a kleptomaniac.
He is. Oh.
He never really thought this through, did he?
No.
Profit from my research. Has he got some kind of funding?
Yeah, but he needs, now that we've got the research excellence framework, he'll need to make sure he includes impact.
Yeah, he's got to have impact in industry, hasn't he?
But I'm glad he was trying to make the tissue compression eliminator more deadly.
Well, it needed to be.
It needed to be more deadly.
Why is it that the shot of the doctor looking down is wobbling, Yeah. And the master's bit is steady. It's like there's a handhold thing going on. It's really odd.
Brendan could have fixed that.
He could, but he just didn't bother.
Yeah. Stamp on him like a bug. No.
Get away from the box.
Get away from the man in the box.
It's a man in a box. It's a master in a box.
He's still better than Steve Coogan. Trevor Eve is Logar in Planet of Fire. Thursdays, BBC One. It's only fire. You've seen fire.
Exactly. You've just been walking through it for the whole adventure. Just get on with it.
Are we going to get the bit where he shows the guy from Howard's Way his tattoo?
No one
called it. Have we had that?
Yeah, we've had that,
Christ,
mate.
I'm so...
Ruler, pay attention.
I'm disorientated.
It's zipping along.
It's so fast.
It is. I've almost got whiplash trying to follow this.
Exactly. I'm just... It's like, you know... It's like early Christopher Nolan stuff, isn't it? To follow. It's like Memento or something like that. It's just, you know... Oh, here he comes.
But wouldn't the master burn at this point? Why isn't he burning? Is he flame-proof?
I don't know.
Makes absolutely no sense.
Sometimes fire's hot, sometimes it's not, Simon. Yeah. That's the rule.
It's the rule on this planet.
Fire's hot, unless it's not. That's the rule. He's had the electronic heart attack now.
Is Chameleon class as a real companion?
I believe so. I don't know, really. If Sarah Kingdom can be one, why can't he? He's more of a companion than her, isn't he?
Katerina is, isn't she?
Katerina Travel. Hold on, let's not get into all of this, actually.
Well, maybe he had 500 adventures with him on Big Finish, you know?
Yeah, and the missing paperback adventures.
Why else would he fly into his head when he regenerates? It should be an afterthought.
It's done now. The doctor's just mercilessly killed him.
Why can't you buy that from Character Options? Destroyed.
Destroyed Chameleon. But the thing is, what was he doing before he believed in Logar and the religious stuff?
Yeah, because he must have been in like his 40s or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not sure how long this version is. I know that the Enlightenment was quite a lot shorter. To be fair, you know, there are lots of people who've had the idea of shortening old series Doctor Who's to make them snappier. I've always thought that the whole idea, frankly, was somewhat ridiculous. I just don't understand this idea of, you know, thinking you can make it into a new series type movie by just cutting out half the plot.
And nor indeed will I.
Logar is everywhere and nowhere, baby.
No.
Does he kill himself?
Presumably.
It's unclear, isn't it? No, I don't think he does. I think he's in it at the end.
Why didn't anybody hear that spaceship land?
That reminds me of all those Blake 7 episodes. How the hell did the Federation never know that Blake and the other guys were landing on the planet? Because every time, no matter how... They never seem to hear. Because no matter how... Every time that one of the teleportation device sent Blake down and that little sort of white halo appeared around them, there was always this loud noise of dum 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 dum. And the Federation guards never heard it.
A good point well made. Let's think about it. It's also about Blake 7 when we're watching Doctor Who. The two universes are quite separate.
But the thing is, this programme has no incidental music in it. And that is what he's referring to there.
I thought you were lapsing into Michael Caine a little bit there.
He was referring to the incidental music.
She was only 15 years old.
You're only supposed to put the bloody fire on.
We've missed the guy from Tryon coming, Tryon Security Police, with their fetching magenta piping on their outfit. That was excellent. It's customary to salute a superior officer. Senior officer.
I like that caption. He just went, yeah. Oh.
And that's different how?
Yeah. You should have listened, Master. Fire is hot, unless it's not.
To your own.
What was he going to say, do you think?
Sister?
Sister. Mother?
It's like Chinatown now.
Second cousin, twice removed.
Sister, daughter, daughter, sister.
Best friend at school. Roommate.
Ooh, I like that. I like that outfit, piping.
He hasn't been this upset since Adric died.
Yeah. They've still got some of the party poppers left over from the party after Adric died.
I think his mascara's running. Mm.
They're now just hung.
Yeah. It's just a bullet to the back of the head.
We don't bother with a trial.
We just now encourage them to wear purple piping.
Oh, that's a fate worse than death. I'm not going back there.
Well, it would set his shorts off so nicely.
He doesn't seem bothered about leaving the planet he's lived his entire life on.
It doesn't appear that Wingard did survive, does it? He looks like he went into the flame.
Turlo a real companion? Oh, and don't try and kill him. It will never work.
It's doomed to failure. God, can you imagine if this was Tennant era Doctor Who? It'd be agonising for like about five or six episodes about whether she should stay or not. In these days, it was just, okay.
They do that in the Big Finish range. He tests her out for 700 adventures.
Don't even pretend you're not gonna, Davison. You know she's dead fit. Take her on.
She's not Nyssa, but she'll do. Well, that flew by.
It did. I could watch another one now. Let's watch the original now.
Pick up all the differences.
Yeah. Obviously got the... what was that, Kurt?
Oh, Michael Banger.
I was worried for a second.
Skylar Hammerbacker, Wolfie Mammerbacker.
Simon Sutton, Sarah's younger brother.
Does Brendan credit himself on this?
I hope so. He deserves recognition.
He does.
He's got a perpetrated by credit.
Perpetrated by.
So just as we round off, I mean, how was it for you, John?
I adored it.
Quicker than normal.
It's quicker than normal. I just wish they'd sorted out the aspect ratio a bit more. Yeah. But it was fine.
Neil, how was it for you?
It was nice and fast. Yeah. Fast and hard.
I was very confused, I'm afraid. It wasn't as good.
We need an explanation about Lanzarote, though, don't we?
Yeah.
It's going to nag at me.
I don't think they're ever going to fix that, though, are they?
Two credits on the same... You see, that's not good. That's not good etiquette for credits. Two credits on the same roller.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it?
Egotist.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And the Federation guards never heard it.